It is that time now on the show to take another amazing food adventure with Amy Eber, the food scout. She's in our Zurich studios now. Amy, hi.
Hi, Susan.
Where are you taking us today?
Today we're going to Belp to find the origin of this incredibly unique cheese called Belper cannoli.
Where is Belp?
It's in Canton Bern.
So I've heard about cheese.
It's K-N-O-L-L-E, not cannellonis. You're not getting an Italian dessert here. This is such an interesting thing. I'd heard something about some ball-shaped hard garlic cheese about a year ago, and I kept looking at markets, didn't know what it was, and one day I'm flipping through a book, and lo and behold, there's a picture of it and the name, Belper cannoli. And the next day, I found it at a really great local cheese shop. And what it is, first of all, it's called Belper cannoli because it's from the town of Belp, which is in Bern. And cannoli is German word for like tuber. So it's shaped. It's this cheese is round. It's kind of in between the size of a golf ball and a racquetball.
Oh, okay.
And the minute I found out what this was and I saw a little label, they come wrapped in a piece of fabric with kind of a paper ribbon around it. And it was the name of the cheesemaker. So I got on the phone and called this man, Peter Glosser, and asked if I could come visit. So he said, sure, come on down. So I jumped on a train and went to this tiny town of Belp. And you get out of this little train station, and it's about a 10-minute walk. And he told me it was near the Coop grocery store. So I found the big Coop, and it's this little cheese shop. And I thought, I was expecting a factory. This doesn't look that interesting to me. And all of a sudden, it was lunchtime, and all people in this started lining up to get in this little shop. I was shocked. And the doors opened, and it's just this really amazing shop. And off to the right is this glass-walled room, and the cheesemaker's in there making the cheese while you're buying your cheese in the shop. It was pretty cool.
That's authentic.
But it really is. But Herr Glosser, I think he's like third-generation cheese-making family. But this cheese, they started making about 18 years ago, and they use milk from the cows in Belp. They use locally grown garlic, and they mix in Himalayan sea salt. He said no other kind works.
Oh, wow.
And they hand roll it into a ball, and they roll it in lots of ground-up, almost powdered black pepper. They sell a fresh version, which you can just spread or you stir into hot pasta or stir into your eggs or put over hot potatoes. It's really delish. But what I love is the aged one. And they age them just downstairs under the shop. And when it's done aging, I think it just ages several months. It's really, really hard. You can't even slice it. You would never just slice it and eat it. It crumbles. But you slice it with something that looks like a truffle shaver, and you serve it over pasta. I love it over roast vegetables, and it is so delicious in a risotto.
What does it and taste like? I mean, just the Himalayan sea salt,
local
garlic. It tastes
like it's as dry as any cheese, like twice as dry as a Parmesan, but you get the hit of the garlic and the salt, and you have to like black pepper. You could brush a lot of the black pepper off, but you just get hit with all this black pepper too. It's really, really great stuff. And he sells the shavers. They look just like the truffle shavers. And, you know, I'm such a sucker for buying this stuff, so of course I had to have it. But what he also sells are these really pretty round Belper cannoli storage boxes made out of all different types of wood. So, you know, God forbid I don't have one of those because you really don't need them, but I'm just completely on this project. So I bought that. And he also sells cheeses from other farmers. So he said to me, come on downstairs. I want to show you downstairs. So he takes me a couple levels down. We're in the basement. Remember, we're right next to like a Coop grocery store.
And is it still, you know, square meter small?
No, it's not teeny tiny. He's got floor space, but it's not too tiny, but you'd be amazed at how small the area is where they're making the cheese. But he takes me down in the elevator and he's walking me through this basement and I go, well, you know, he's storing like paper in there and cups. I go, well, this isn't that interesting. And then he unlocks a door and this guy has a cheese aging cage in his basement. He gets cheese from other farmers, like the wheels of cheese. This isn't where he ages a Belper cannoli, but it's like, you know, water dripping from the walls. And then he he took me back up. This guy is like a scientist, and a corner of his store looks like a lab. He's like this mad scientist, and he's showing me the stuff he makes. And one thing that was so special is he takes the fresh cheese, you know, from the Belper cows, but without the garlic in it. And he wraps them in the same little muslin cloth. Then he takes something, it's like a plastic soup-to-go container, pokes a hole in the lid, and he pulls a fabric through. So you've got this ball dangling in this plastic container. And in the bottom, he'll put booze, like one of them is Calvados. And they're just sitting on the shelf with about an inch of Calvados in the bottom. And over time, over a few weeks, it absorbs all the essence and flavor from this alcohol. And then he's got this absolutely hysterical cheese. I saw a sign. I thought I misunderstood.
An hysterical cheese?
It's called Blue Brains. And I thought, am I reading that right? And he takes the same fresh cheese and he adds a blue cheese culture, like a mold to it, mixes it in, and he puts it in a form that looks like half, you know, like half of a brain. And he ages them, and as they age, like in a few weeks, they turn like a sky blue, and it looks eating a
sky. It again, sounds back perfect to the Halloween for Halloween. Theme. Absolutely. Yeah. Perfect. Get the kids on the Blue Brains cheese.
The guy's amazing. But this cheese is available actually all over Switzerland. And if you go on the website, which is www.belpercannoli.ch, it's only in German. But even if you don't speak German, you'll see it lists the different regions in Switzerland. It is really worth finding this cheese. And if you're anywhere near Belp, it's worth going in to get yourself some Blue Brains.
Oh, fantastic. And does he sell it actually next door, just beside
him? He sells it in his shop.
But also,
No.
So never to the supermarkets. It's real artisanal shops.
Right. I found it. I mean, you can check. They seem to be the smaller shops. I get it at a cheese shop in Steffa. But go in on that list. You'll see where in your region you can get it. And I think they also ship. But again, go on the website or call Herr Glosser. He's just really a terrific guy.
Well, thank you so much for introducing us to the third generation mad scientist that is Herr Glosser. Interesting.
The Blue Brains and Belper Cannoli.
And now I know where the small town of Belp is as well, and I'll have to go get some. Thank you so much, Amy Eber. That is the Food Scout. And what have you got for us next week, Amy?
I'm going way, way up in the mountains in Valais and baking some AOC-designated rye bread.
All righty. Look forward to that. That's the Food Scout this time out. Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.